How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Library, every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Saturdays with Jim Valley, and Sundays with me. Happy Sunday, everybody. It was Halloween havoc last night. For me, too. My kids had trunk or treat. That's a thing now. Nobody trick or treats. It's over here in New York. I don't know if you guys know this. Little history here. Everybody's trunk-or-treating. You go in a parking lot of your kid's school, and then you just get candy from people's cars. Totally the opposite of what we were taught as kids. Let me just tell you. And then you don't go to homes, you go to businesses. It was a Halloween havoc for me and the WWE. You had Halloween havoc last night, NXT, and some, I guess, NXT and TNA Halloween havoc. I guess you could say that. I'm okay with it. He also had the Built to Saturday Night's main event coming up. They're building this up. John Cena's final match coming up in December. He had AEW Collision, which it had one of the I don't know why, but I got so tickled by Ishii and Pac. I got so tickled by that where I was like, oh my God, it's great. But we're going to talk about this and a whole lot more and everything else happening in professional wrestling because still a lot of changes, a lot of things are moving here. The landscape is changing again, and maybe we'll touch, if we have time, on this TV deal that's happening. The possible sale of WBD, a possible merger, there's bidders. We've heard rumors of Netflix, which I believe is not accurate or is not happening. Paramount's possibly interested. This is becoming a very, very unique landscape for TV as these giant companies are shrinking. And that's changing how TV rights works. These giant TV rights deals are all being consolidated. So we'll try to get to that too and a whole lot more here. You also have Deadline coming up in December that they announced. We have SmackDown. We have Monday Night Raw. We have everything happening. Wrestling Observer Live. We'll be back right after this. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Do me a favor. Hit me up on X at Andrew Zarian. There's only one of me. There's a lot of imposters. A lot of people that may look like me. It's not me. That John Alba. You know about this no good John Alba, MG?
I've heard of him once or twice.
Walking around like he's the king of New York on the SNY talking about the New York Mets. His coif is getting larger and larger. People are stopping me in the streets. They're saying, are you John Alba? Oh, no, it's you, Andrew. Sorry. My arch nemesis, John Alba. NXT Halloween Havoc. I'm going to go as John Alba for Halloween. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to love Bruce Springsteen. Nobody knows what I'm talking about here. I'm just going to scream about Bruce Springsteen and play the guitar and sing. Javon Evans, Leon Slater, defeated Mr. Iguana and La Parca. Seeing La Parca on WWE tickles me. I know, it's not the same La Parca. According to Booker T, it is.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. That popped me when he gave that line. For those that don't know, he said, this Park is not moving the way I remember him. I'm like, oh, yeah, Booker.
This is the third. I guess, this is the third La Parca. I do love that it is interesting because that was such a unique character, right? He was a luchador, but he was a thick boy. He wasn't this thin, high flyer, and he could do all this wacky stuff. And what a unique character! We're getting a La Parca. It's not that La Parca, but we're getting the new one. This is fun, you know. It was a fun match. I liked it. I like seeing the different stuff. I like that AAA is incorporated in everything here. This was interesting. Think about it, right? We had TNA, we had AAA, we had WWE, we had NXT all on this card.
Yep. That's the new brand now. You know, I've said it before to you on here. This is replacing the house shows, having more spots for these guys to work in different parts of the country, parts of the world.
This is how pro wrestling should be. This is how it always should be. I mean, the weird rules, right? That the Hardys as TNA champions cannot work in WWE or AEW or New Japan, right? This is how it should be. And let me tell you something also. We're going to run down this card. This is not all for nothing, okay? This is not out of the kindness of TKO's heart to give more opportunities to these people and to help TNA. Anybody, a blind man could see this from a mile away. This is really, when they are pushed against the wall with this whole independent contractor stuff, they're going to openly be able to point out that they openly work with everybody and they help out everybody. And look, they allow their talent to go to TNA and their TNA talent to come here. They're all commingling. This is not because they want to change how wrestling is perceived and they want to get more. No. This is to prevent future lawsuits. I'm not saying that as a negative. I'm saying that as, you know, this is a smart thing that they're doing and for them as a corporation. I listen, for me, if you're an independent contractor, they cannot dictate to you when and how you could really make money. You know, you gotta either make them employees and give them the benefits of a full-time employee, because they are full-time employees. Or you allow them to do this. So they're allowed to do this now. Allowed or told. Or they're told to do this.
We'll bring it up later, but Io Sky worked Japan last night. So yeah. There's more examples.
Mm. Those are more examples. Hey, guys, listen, you could go do things, but when we need you, you're the priority. So we could also tell you, no, you can't do it. But if we feel like we're getting pressure, we're going to let you do it. That's kind of what it is. Dave the Dead Match. NXT North American Champion Ethan Page defeated AAA Latin American Champion El Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr., the son of the Wagner Jr.
Mm-hmm.
This was more of a lucha mask match more than anything else. This was fun. Ethan Page is great. I really like Ethan Page.
He's growing, you know, on me.
I liked him before AEW. I liked him in TNA with Josh Alexander. I liked him in Evolve when I would go see him in the Indies. His series with Darby Allin on the Indies was unbelievable. I saw that man snap Darby in half. He picked him up like a press slam, and he threw him into the barrack, into the post. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Snaps Darby.
Everybody,
in half.
I know, everybody's throwing him like that. They did a mask tease where half the mask was ripped. What did you think of this match?
I thought it was really good. This, for me, might have been the best match in the show. You know, it was, and like you just said, it was more of a Mexican style hard worked match. You know, with there was also a little color on this show.
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know if it was inadvertent, yeah. But it was in this match a little bit too. But
yeah.
No, they all wore face paint. One thing I think we should mention is there wasn't a lot of the things that made Halloween Havoc of the past.
No spin the wheel.
That was kind of disappointing, right? Yeah. No spin the wheel. None of the, you know, the matches, they had kind of a spooky state to them. Like they all were wearing costumes and had a lot of face paint, but yeah, not a lot of the stuff that I remember from like traditional Halloween.
I think they should keep the tradition to some extent, you know.
Yes.
This is just me dating myself. I really thought they should have done a Deadly Games tournament for that title for Survivor Series this year.
Okay.
That's what I would have done. Like, if I'm jumping ahead here, but I really would have loved to see, because that, for whatever reason, I really enjoyed that tournament. I know it was like a lot of like 2-minute squash matches and like really like funky stuff for that Deadly Games tournament, but it's so memorable for a lot of people because of the song. And that was really a culmination of The Rock, you know, that was the moment that,
yeah,
you know, so I would have liked for them to do that. And then you still have your War Games matches. You know, you do your two War Games matches and maybe you do like two or three of those matches on top of it.
Interesting.
Just my thought. It was my thought. Yeah, but I like to see these shows themed out like that. Halloween Havoc should have this theme where they do the spin the wheel or they do something wacky. And they do something really wacky. I mean, I'm not saying put them in an electric chair.
Well, that wasn't this show. Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying do the Abdullah electric chair spot, but, You know, am I saying don't do? You know what? If they did that spot, I would be happily surprised and enjoy it.
You would enjoy it.
Nobody else
would. Surprised, but then the internet would explode.
You mean to tell me that people would have a problem with somebody going in an electric chair and being zapped to win the match?
A little bit. In today's society, yes.
Oh my god. Oh my god. You had NXT Women's North American Championship. Blake Monroe defeated Zarya, which was Sol Ruka's proxy, because Sol Ruka got hurt, huh?
She got hurt, yeah. And I guess it's legit, even though she was ringside, so I wonder how legit it is.
Yeah.
It might be more to tell the story of Sol Ruka and Zarya having beef going forward, but I don't know. But yeah, she got hurt on SmackDown last week. But yeah. It was a good match for what it was.
Blake looked good.
Get Blake Monroe over.
Yeah, she looked good. Listen, they're going to have to rebuild her. You know, she did lose a little something. Not her doing, obviously, but she did lose a little something leaving AEW and going to NXT. It's just changing. You have to change things around. It's not the same company. They want to change your character a little bit. You got to do it. So they're in that process of rebuilding her. She'll be a huge star on the main roster, no question about it. This was good. This was good. What we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to finish this up and go into everything else, because I want to talk about this Hardys match. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe this guy should not be jumping off of 20-foot ladders anymore, 48 years old. We'll talk about this. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Pick up where we left off. Tatum Paxley defeated JC Jane. And a big upset here, because Paxley is not one, right? That's the upset here.
Yeah, she hasn't won all year. And she won the Battle Royal to get the number one contender. Her tag partner, Izzy Dame, are kind of going through a thing. Yeah. Where the end of the match saw Izzy Dame with the title trying to look like she was going to hit Tatum with the belt. And she missed, and JC Jane knocked her out, which caused a distraction, and Tatum gets the win. Yeah. So she's got a really cool finisher. I forget what she called it, but yeah. Really good upset, trying to change things up in the women's division, I guess. And might see some more people coming up to the main roster, I would have to guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So interesting. Dark State defeated the Broken Hardys to win back the NXT tag team titles in a broken rules match. So I do want to say, we were talking about my friend John Alba. Actually, John is hosting a party with the Hardys here in New York City. So I wanted to give him a little plug here. I had this pull up when I looked up the Hardys. This popped up and it reminded me. They're going to be at a place that I go to regularly, Connolly's Pub. On 45th Street, 121 West 45th Street. I'm giving a little plug here. If you're in the New York area, November 22nd. Doors open at 11 o'clock. It's going to be a Hardy's meet and greet. You're going to have a live Matt Hardy podcast. You're going to get a live acoustic concert from Jeff Hardy. You don't want to see the Hardys sing and dance for you?
Oh, everybody does. Come on, Andrew.
I would recommend going. I'm going to try to go to this.
Sounds November like it might 22nd. Be a good time.
It's close. I'm there all the time. I'm at Connolly's.
Well, that
constantly.
Doesn't hurt.
No, I'm at Connolly's.
You know her.
Yeah, I'm at Connolly's all the time. It's right by my office. So definitely go check it out. I'm going to try to go. It's 11 o'clock. It's an early. We could go check it out. Yeah, so this was interesting. They needed to get the titles off of them. You know, we still don't know what's happening with TNA TV. Because they're on hiatus. And normally, hiatus is never good. But in this case, I think it's going to be a positive for them. They're probably restructuring whatever they're going to do. They're getting a TV deal. Now, where, I don't know. WWE has been helping them. And they want to work together. We'll see. I don't know what it means, to be honest. But I don't know. This was, I think the expectation for this match was a lot more based on how it was presented on TV.
Yes. So in case people didn't see it, the on NXT TV, there was a vignette that they ran, and it was basically the Hardys at the compound, and it totally gave you whatever year that was, 2016,
the
TNA
compound,
broken
yeah.
vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It totally was done there. It was like, you had Rebby Hardy playing the piano. I was like, oh, they're going to do some side of some kind of hybrid Hardy compound match or something and make it fun and do something different. No, it was just a hardcore match. Totally didn't live up to it. It was a typical Hardy's hardcore match with ladders everywhere.
Yeah.
Which you've seen hundreds of times at this point.
I want to see Rebby Hardy versus Matt Hardy. That's what I want to see. That's the broken Hardy match that I want to see. My money's on Rebby.
Yeah.
She's a girl from Flushing. She's a girl from Queens. You don't mess with her. Are you kidding me? Puerto Rican girl from Queens? Oh boy. All my money's on her. Gothic Baby's mom? That's who my money's on. No, this was fine. Listen, I enjoyed it because I like the Hardys. Like I enjoyed this. Like I liked seeing this. I enjoy the Hardys. So it was fun for me. They dropped the NXT titles back to Dark State, so now they're only TNA champions. I don't know. I see them doing more of this. They have to get the titles back to a TNA team, obviously.
I mean, an NXT team.
An NXT team, I'm sorry, yeah. So, and also, by the way, Jeff Hardy, 48 years old. This guy has thrown himself off of every building for the last 30 years.
Okay, more. So you know how we hear about Darby Allin being completely nuts and he's not going to make it? I give you Jeff Hardy.
But listen, dude, Jeff's still doing it, though, at 48.
Yeah, that's what
the
I mean.
The story with
that's
Jeff, the story was always, because he's... I saw his career from beginning to end, right? To now. The story was always, he's not going to make it to 30. This guy's not going to make it to 30 like this. And, you know, he's 48 years old. I'm sure he's really hurt. You could tell Matt's banged up, man. Mm-hmm. These guys went to war for years and years. I'm 42. I feel it every day. And I was I'm not even half the athlete that these guys are. And I played everything. My rotator's messed up. My hamstring is torn. I got a torn MCL. My ACL is barely hanging on. So that was like the big, you know, the big marquee match. But you also had Ricky Saints and Trick Williams in a very good match. Very good match here. Ricky retained. You know, I got to tell you, I thought that they would have dropped it to Trick. I for whatever reason, I just felt that it was coming. But that promo that Ricky cut on Trick Williams was fantastic on NXT TV. I like what they're doing with Ricky. You know, the plan was to elevate him quickly. He went to NXT because he knew he would get pushed quickly. But he's been there a while. What'd you think of this match, MG? The Trick Williams and Ricky Saints match. I thought Ricky looked great.
I liked it. Yeah. You know, what was funny is I was actually, at this point, I was trying to watch both Collision and this. So
yeah.
I was going back and forth.
Yeah.
So I did like this. I didn't think Ricky Saints was going to lose the title, though. That was the only thing. But yeah, I'm curious if this is a call-up for Trick Williams. I don't know where they're going to put him, but, you know, I feel like he's done everything he can do down in NXT.
Yeah.
Same with Obafemi, who wasn't on this show. But, you know, they got guys in the wings I think are good enough for the main roster that they're going to have to do something.
Well, I would say the three that I could see coming up because they've been profiled is Javon Evans, right? Mm-hmm. But maybe you keep him down there a little bit longer. Obafemi for sure. I mean, Obafemi, you got to do something with because he really has a great and Trick Williams is fantastic.
Well, now they're putting Leon Slater from TNA with Javon Evans in a tag team, so we'll see where that goes. But
I would say Trick Williams should come up at this point.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
you know he's done everything down there, and it doesn't matter anymore. You know you got to present them, even if he's not being pushed in a huge way, get him on TV and have him start working there. Main TV, not NXT TV. You know what I mean. WWE NXT Deadline is announced for December 6th. It'll take place at the Boeing Center. They also confirmed that the Iron Survivor match is coming. Here's the other thing. They're running the Garden Theater here soon. And they're doing like a little tour now, huh?
Yeah. So I don't have the details on it, but they're starting to go out of state more, out of Florida more, which is a good thing, I think, because again, it gets these young talents more reps on the road, yeah. Or you know, and just more reps in general. Other getting a little bit bigger arenas too doesn't hurt.
Yeah. SmackDown on Friday. I thought it was good. I liked the SmackDown. I thought the Cody Open was really good with Drew McIntyre. They did a good job there. Drew complained that the crowd was chanting for Cody and not him. You know, here's the question. What do you do with Drew moving forward?
He's such a wild card. He's still doing the same character, right? He's still hurt over... it's all about everybody else and not him, and he blames everybody else for his problems. So it's generally the same thing. I don't know. Do you try to turn him babyface at some point?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. He just comes off the big whiner at this point.
Yeah. Drew complained to the crowd, and he says that he was not the one to injure Jacob Fatu. So who hurt Jacob Fatu?
They haven't revealed it yet.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big swerve, I think.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to turn out. I think it might actually turn out to be Jimmy Uso. Oh, or even Cody. Who knows?
Or Cody, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Before they start fighting, Jimmy Uso came out to attack Drew, which led to a huge pull apart brawl for the main event. Set it up. MFTs defeated Rey Fénix and Nakamura via pinfall. I got to talk about this. That the face paint. It's fine on Tama, right? Why? But Jeff Cobb's, I don't like it. I don't like what they did to this guy.
Looks like they were going to rob a bank. Like they were in like some.
Yeah,
sort
yeah,
of,
yeah. I don't like that face. But so the story here is obviously that crew is totally has its own identity now. They're not the bloodline at all. They become their own thing. You also had Tiffany Stratton and Kiana James. Julia would attack Tiffany after the match. Jade Cargill would make the save, or so we thought. She would end up helping Tiffany to her feet, only to attack her. Great.
It was a good brawl, too. It was a good beat.
Yeah, that was a good one. U.S. title on the line. Ilya Dragunov, the new champion, by the way. Congratulations to him. I like that he's the champion. Defeated Aleister Black with a new entrance with Zelina Vega. I always wanted them to be put together, and I think this works great. Zelina's a great manager, great valet. She was great with Andrade when she came up to the main roster, and I've always wanted them, these two, to be put together. So I think this is fantastic. When we come back from break, I'm going to wrap this up. Then we're going to go into all the stuff happening in AEW. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Let's pick up where we left off. Yeah, Aleister Black, Ilya Dragunov. He's great. I like it. You know, he's a serious fighter. He's a serious wrestler. I like that. And so is Aleister. I thought these two had a good match. Damian would come in and cause a distraction that would lead to the pin. Drew McIntyre defeated Jimmy Uso via pinfall in a no DQ match. After the match, McIntyre would... Pillmanize. Well, I'm having a problem saying Pillmanize also. Jimmy Uso. Cody would initially make the save. Drew would get the upper hand, hit a claymore on him, and end the show. Monday Night Raw.
That's still continuing.
Mm. Tomorrow night, you have Charlotte and Alexa Bliss. I don't like this tag team. Just me.
I don't mind it. I think it got Charlotte over as a babyface, which was almost impossible.
It's almost impossible. Yeah, that's a rarity for her to have a successful babyface run. Against Bayley and Lyra Valkyria, CM Punk, Jey Uso face to face, Nikki Bella and Roxanne Perez. I can't believe Nikki's still there.
Yeah, she came back. She's actually looks good.
She
I
does
don't
look
know,
good. Yeah.
I don't know bell to bell how she's gonna hold up long term, but. For what it's worth, you know.
Let's go into Collision here. What did you think of Dynamite, actually? Let me touch on that quickly with you. Just want to get your opinion.
I've watched so much wrestling, I'm trying to remember all the things that happened. Well, the biggest... go ahead.
No, well, this is, you know, this was... Hangman is really being Dawn as the king of AEW right now, you know, which is good. Right. You know, he's the champion. He opened the show. He said that he, after fighting the Death Riders for a year, he thought he owed Samoa Joe and the Ops for their help. And that's why he gave Joe a title shot. But Joe's a heel now, by the way.
Yes, he turned last week.
He turned last week on the crowd of San Antonio. Talk about all the fat women in the crowd. It's like great.
Said that Hobbs was occupied or something.
Hobbs
like
is occupied, and he's bent. And Hobbs is doing this. He's bench pressing him. old school 80s heel, you know, promo, cutting it on the crowd.
That's what it felt like.
Low hanging fruit promo. I love it. You know, and he said that he gave Joe a chance, and he said that that's what the Ops did to him at WrestleDream. Makes it no different than what they were fighting. Okay, so they're continuing this, essentially. Hangman said that he would hunt down Joe and he would ruin his life. Is he going to set his house on fire?
That's what I thought. I was like,
that's where I went too.
I was like, are we going back to the dastardly Hangman? They need a new fire roll for the Yuletide. 24-hour.
And it's Joe's Yuletide apartment in Florida.
Yeah,
Jill's ass in Tampa, wherever you live. Where does Jill live? I'm assuming he's in Florida.
I think he still has a place in Huntington Beach in California.
Does he?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I like this. I like that they're continuing this. I'm glad that they didn't drop this and take off and go somewhere else. Pac versus Ishii. This was I really enjoyed this match. Because Ishii is so odd looking.
He's so fun.
He's so fun. I say that in a good way, by the way. I'm not insulting the guy. I think he's incredible. I really like seeing him. He's been a really good hand for AEW. I really like this. And Pac, you know, he's a monster. He should grow his hair back, though. I'm glad he grew his facial hair.
I think he is growing it back. It's gotten longer.
Yeah. Thekla defeated Mina, which this is really... They are building Thekla up now.
She's got a good look. She looks... She's very
athletic.
She's
getting better and better on TV.
Yep.
She's getting better and better on TV. You know, there is a big difference. And if you speak to any wrestler, they will tell you, wrestling for TV is very, very different. What gets you over is very different than being an indie, you know, a king or a queen in the indies. You gotta change a lot of the stuff that you're doing. I think she's really adapting. I think Thekla's done so good here. Mm-hmm. I think Thekla's doing a great job. I'm glad that they're building her. You know, that AEW women's division, we always spoke about this. You know, when they initially started it, we were talking about the stars of that division. And we kept saying, you know, they just need more talent. They don't have enough hands. Now they have plenty. That tag title situation is a great example of it. Tony's had these tag titles done for a long time. He just didn't have enough of the roster to do it. Now he has the roster. Thekla,
Mina,
Mercedes,
I do have a question about
Mercedes,
that tag team.
Tony, yeah.
About that real quick, because I heard somebody complaining about that. The two top stars in AEW women's division are obviously Toni Storm and Mercedes. Would you agree?
Okay, let's rank them, right? Toni and Mercedes for sure, right? Then you have Jamie Hayter, you have Mina, you have Chris Statlander, right?
Yep,
Chris, obviously, on top as a champion. But she's not
Willow
presented as the star of the company. Mm-hmm. So you really have two standout stars here, major.
Right. So my question is, should they be in this tournament instead?
And you could do
have
either
newer
or.
People in there. Have
could.
Newer people instead.
No. I'm okay with them being in it because you need to add the prominence to that tournament. I'm okay with that. You know, people like Anna Jay and Ty Mello should be definitely getting highlighted here.
Which I think they will.
Which I definitely think they will. Now you got, here's another thing, right? You got Tegan Knox there now. She showed up.
Nixon Newell.
Nixon Newell, yes. I'm sorry. Her indie name, Nixon Newell. She tagged with a local indie person, Miranda, what was her name? Elise. Yeah.
She's been around for a minute. She's not completely new.
A little
new.
Bit, but not on TV. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying right. She's not on TV. So, you know, if you have something here in Tegan Knox that could build with her, you know, that's it's another scene, face, and name on your TV. I'm okay with this. They got to do something. We'll see how it plays out. Hook. With Eddie Kingston defeated Griff Garrison with the Frat House. Okay. They're building Hook and Eddie. Yeah, what?
Griff Garrison was part of that initial AEW roster.
Yes, he was.
Fizzled out.
Yeah, he was with Pillman. I thought he had a lot of promise. He has a nice look. He's tall.
Yeah.
Yet Olympia.
He's mostly on ROH, yeah.
Defeating Taya Valkyria. Valkyrie. Lyra Valkyria. Taya Valkyrie.
Two different people, Andrew.
With MXMTV. This was a showcase match. Obviously, it was a squash for Olympia. Olympia's impressive looking.
Oh, yeah. I saw her on the CMLL show last week, and she had this neon green lipstick on, and I was like, who is this? Then she looked much better here. She's jacked.
Dude, she's jacked. She is jacked. I'm looking at her entrance right now. Look at her arms. Holy moly. Impressive looking. Very impressive looking. You know, when you have someone that size and has that ability, you really got to profile it. I think this is a nice foil for Mercedes, or maybe not. Maybe it's not a foil for Mercedes. Maybe this is a, you know. But is Mercedes the queen of the indies now? I think she is.
She kind of is, and she's now going around and defending these titles, so you won't see her, I don't think, on AEW every week.
But,
which is probably a good thing, kind of keep everything fresh.
Yeah.
But at some point, she's going to have to start, the stories of her losing these titles is going to have to start coming into play.
Yeah. So we had, this was a showcase for her. She's facing Mercedes next week on Collision for the CMLL Women's Championship. Ace Austin defeated Brian Keith. Boo to that. Brian Keith should win every match. Don Callis is backstage saying that there is something wrong with his family.
There's
nothing wrong with his family. I'm so sorry. And he's going to be holding a summit on Dynamite. This is to address Takeshita and Okada's feud, which I'm very much enjoying.
I think that match is being set up, and I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for that. Jet Speed, the Jurassic Express, defeated FTR and the Young Bucks in a $400,000 match. The Bucks are still broke, and everybody else is getting rich. Here's a card for AEW Fright Night. It's a spooky Halloween edition in Texas this Wednesday. I'm gonna start this off with saying this is what I want to see. Samoa Joe versus Bobby Lashley versus Ricochet versus Hook in a four-way for a number one contendership match.
Oh,
give me Bobby Lashley against everybody. Give him the title. I want to see that giant man, that man from space. He's not from this planet. His body is chiseled out of rocks. I want to see that.
So,
I want to see him versus everybody.
What I think is going to happen for Full Gear is we're going to get some sort of schmozziness.
Yeah.
And maybe we get a three-way with Joe, Lashley, and Adam Page.
Oh, man. Great. Fantastic.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound tantalizing? It does to me.
I'm tantalized. I'm my spidey senses are going off. I'm enjoying this. We have the Don Callis Family Summit, like I said, to address the Okada and Takeshita issue. AEW Tag Team Tournament continues for the women's. In the quarterfinals, Jamie Hayter and Queen Aminata versus Sisters of Sin. Julia Hart and Blue Sky. Julia Hart's TikTok is out of control, by the way.
I haven't seen it.
It is out of control. The Young Bucks versus FTR versus Jurassic Express versus Jet Speed in a number one contendership match. All right. Cool.
I think this is where we start seeing the babyface Bucks, maybe now.
You know, maybe you start, because you're going to end up feeling bad for them and turn them eventually, and people are going to be excited when they win their money. Start realigning, because the Bucks are already conflicted a little bit, right? Kenny went to them. He's like, go help at the pay-per-view. So you are starting to see these things change here. Little by little. We'll see what happens. You had a AAA last night also. Dominic successfully defended the AAA Mega Championship against Dragon Lee. The Wyatt Six made another appearance, challenging for the tag titles against Psycho Clan and Pagano. I don't know why that tickles me so much.
There was
much.
More of those. There was more to that show, but that was
yeah,
like two highlights.
Yeah, just a quick summary. We're out of time here, but that tickles me so much that we're talking about Psycho Clown and Pagano on a WWE associated show. It is a WWE show. They own them, you know. Dominic has been remarkable. This guy, the Dominic story is so amazing to see. We always talk about how can they create a star, right? The next generation of star. It's always worrisome, especially if you're older like me. You've seen people come and go, and you always think like, man, how are they going to build guys like this again? They always do. And Dominic is a great example of that. He came in with his dad during the pandemic era, the worst era to ever be in to debut in.
Yep.
He was wrestling in front of nobody. He was a clean-cut babyface kid. And all he had to do was start dating a goth girl. He started dating a jacked goth girl. And all of a sudden, he got some edge. And next thing he knows, he's a AAA world champion. He's a mega champion. And he's the IC champion. And people love him now. In this crazy, weird gimmick of his that went totally off the wall. He was going to be like his dad, right? He was a luchador. He was Dominic Mysterio. And now he's Bad Boy Dom. I love it so much.
He's going to end up being a babyface within the year.
Oh, this guy, he's going to be world champion. And he's going to be a great character world champion for them. With a great lineage of Eddie and you know, in storyline-wise, his fake father, Eddie, and his real dad, Ray. It's amazing. Wrestling Observer Live. Final segment coming up right after this. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live. Final segment of the show here. We got Saturday night's main event coming up. I totally forgot about this. Everybody's talking about the December Saturday night's main event. I totally forgot about this one. You got WWE World title on the line to determine who wins it. CM Punk, Jey Uso. Who takes this?
I think it's going to be CM Punk.
I hope so. Or does somebody, you know, somehow he
gets
screwed?
Does Roman get involved in this?
I don't know.
He's kind of loosely tied to this story. You're right. I don't know.
I don't know. CM Punk, Jey Uso. You got WWE Champion Cody defending against Drew McIntyre. WWE Women's Champion Tiffany Stratton defending against Jade Cargill. All right. These are good three matches for this pay-per-view. For this, I guess, network special.
It actually is a pay-per-view because it's not on TV.
Yeah, a network special. I guess it's Peacock special.
Yeah, it's back to a PLE, basically, because it's on Peacock. So
the title really should go on Punk. I you know, the guy, if you want to talk about someone that deserves it and has been a good boy, put the title on him. Now, would this be a second title reign since he came in? It would be.
Yeah, because he had it for 5 minutes.
He had it for 5 minutes. Yeah. So this is his second title reign in WWE. You are kind of making up for lost time here, right? With how many times he's held that title in WWE when you do that? Because you're just adding another world championship really quickly for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this should be a good run for him. Also, we saw, if you guys want to check it out, Io Sky was in Japan. She wrestled at the Marigold event. This was considered a dream match with Mayu Iwatani. Very interesting stuff. Definitely go do your best to go check that out. Very good. Very good stuff. Guys, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week on Wrestling Observer Live. Catch us every day throughout the week with Brian Alvarez. See you next time. Take care.